The mandate requires Department of Corrections workers to receive COVID vaccinations or be terminated from their jobs. Senator Keith Wegener says prisons were already understaffed before the pandemic, and the mandate only makes the problem worse.
And that puts everybody at risk. It puts our correctional professionals at risk, and it puts our inmates at risk, and it's a bad situation for everybody.
The Cedar Woolley Republican says staff shortages are preventing many inmates from being able to participate in prison programs.
They don't get free time anymore. They don't get access to rehabilitative programs. They have a hard time getting access to counseling, and they have a hard time communicating because their phone times have been cut.
DOC could end up losing more than 1,000 employees because of the governor's order. I'm Tracy Ellis.